Lowry's got 12 goals now. What have you seen in his development kind of from day one to where he is now, just the legitimate NHL player that he's shown that he can get himself to at this level now?
Well, he's one of those, you know, quietly kind of strong progressing players. It's not as obvious because he's not a young guy that's come in and scored 20 where you get real excited about that offense. He's developing into the two-way role. The idea that he can, at this point in his career, get into the teens and score that and still take on the driving guy on the PK and a bit of the shutdown role. He's with all of them, a little bigger, a little stronger, a little faster, and those reads. So for him, the defensive reads, which I think are the hardest things to acquire as a young player, he's gotten better at it. And really, over the year, like, he's played with young players. Joel Armia is still a young guy, and right now he's with Andrew Kopp, who's in almost his second year, I guess, a year and a half of hockey. So he's learning those defensive reads with other young players. We really like where he's going, and his personality is starting to come out in the game. And he's been responsible for a lot of the bigger hits that we've had, clean ones. He's a hard guy to play against. He will, I think, take longer for people to notice that he's hit his peak, that he's hit into his prime. But he's really been trending in the right way, probably from day one. You know, the second half of each of his first 2 years were stronger than the first half, but this year he's been far more consistent right from the start.
Kind of an important piece to your lineup when you look at the matchup then that is Minnesota tomorrow with the depth they have down the middle?
Yeah, and it is against every team. And when you look at the bulk of the players that we've put in our lineup over the last couple of years have been highly skilled guys, skaters. He's one of the few kind of players that come into our lineup as defensive specialists. So we need to have a player like that develop and to be a big, strong guy where he can play against usually the other team's size. But again, if we can get him into those teens and goals and close him in on 20 at some point, then we're going to have a real dominant man in the middle.
Any update on the guys that didn't skate today? Are they options at all for tomorrow?
No. So we've got a bunch. Paul Postma's out, lower body day-to-day. Brian Strait will get called up. Sean Mathias had a pre-existing labral tear that he's been trying to deal with, and it just got to the point where he can't. So he is going to have surgery on that. Tobias is Toby's still probably longer than day-to-day. He's still not back really skating well. Tyler is making some improvements. We're not far off, we think, of getting him into consecutive days and skating, so that's positive.
Jake?
Jake, the swelling came down with some tests. He's probably longer than day-to-day as well, so we're probably looking at another week anyway of rehab before we get him back.
Any guesstimated timeline on Mathias then with kind of the update you've just given us there?
Oh, that's a full-on rehab. We're talking about months.
So he's done for the year?
Correct.
Okay.
We talked to Julian just now, and he was okay with his game in Nashville. You know, he was more comfortable against the Islanders. He's going to probably be playing a lot of hockey the next little while. What have you liked about his development?
I think speed, and that would be what we liked at the end of last year. So we saw a major jump first time up to the end of the season last year in terms of he's a big man that can move, but he had figured out how to use it. It wasn't quite as evident at the start and early on in the games that he played, but he's getting back to what he's strong at is he's got a real good straight line speed to him. He's absolutely never gets to a puck second, so there's no fear in his game. He's willing to play a physical game. And it takes him a little while to get comfortable. Kind of a defenseman doesn't want to make mistakes, but when he gets to that speed, when he's driving his legs, he can be strong in his own end. We saw that in the Island more than Nashville.
With him playing quite a bit, and Stewart being playing, and Postma had been playing, but you're saying he's out now. I mean, what's the key to having so many key guys out and guys having to fill in? Is it that keeping that simplicity to their game?
Right. So each one of them has a strength. And what happens is they get put into bigger minutes where you are in some ways asked to do a little bit more. You have to move the puck a little bit more, just the minutes and then who you're playing against. That would be the biggest change. You're going to play against a different level of player when you get further up the food chain in terms of minutes that you play. But you have to adhere to what you're good at and really not put yourself in a position where I'm playing more now, I've got to rush the puck or I've got to get more aggressive at the line. Each one of them has a strength, and really focusing on that strength is key.
with Minnesota, sorry, tell you one last one. With Minnesota coming in, a team that's got you four times, and that last one that they beat you there at the end of the hockey game, is there a sense with your team, can you sense that, I mean, these guys are really chomping at the bit to get one against these guys? You've been close.
We've built through the year and played better hockey than the numbers suggest, but that's the strength of Minnesota right there, right? They're very, very deep. I think they've got a very mature forward group, and now they've got four lines, so they can stay with a game right through 60 minutes, and that's our challenge with these guys. There are points in all those games, but certainly the ones later where we really liked the way we played, but weren't able to maintain that. Excuse me. Part of that is they've got enough depth there that they can hit you on all four lines, right? They can, and that's a real challenge. So for us to maintain a really high level of play, and be comfortable at times in your own end because they got some big men that hang on to the puck, and we've got to be real tight in that area.
Do you have to feel bad for Nick Petan that he finally gets that goal the other day and then what happened?
Well, that and the crossbar shot, right? So that's almost the tale of his season. He's had other opportunities, and he's, you know, come to the bench more times shaking his head, couldn't believe he'd missed that, and we probably did too, right? He's a skilled guy that finishes those plays. So I think in a lot of ways it's the natural progression. Those skilled guys, as soon as they get that true confidence that it's going in for them, they relax just a little bit with the shot. They get it off either a little quicker or they wait and they show a little more patience with it. He's had probably five A chances that he would expect easily to finish on that. And all of a sudden his numbers, he starts closing on that 10 goal. Mark. I liked his game a lot in the island. I think he did some really good things. You'd like a payoff for him because I think he's pushing himself right now.
So Brian Strait's going to have to play tomorrow.
Correct.
Right? So, again, you've done this a lot this season where you've had to plug in guys, and a lot of them have done pretty well.
Yeah, done fine, right? So we've got five lefties, I think, going in our lineup, and very probably playing with the old guy, Morrissey. Good opportunity for all of them when they get into play, and it's important that our forwards recognize that we've got some inexperience or guys who haven't played a lot of games this year, and they got to help them. They're young guys too, so it's a good challenge.
Mark seemed pretty impressed with what the Blue Liners were able to do in New York, if they can do more of the same.
Played well in a bit of a freelance game, which are harder. It's easier for a defenseman that gets called up to play a team that plays a really, really structured game. You know, you can make the reads. You know what they're going to do. They just try to be better at it than you are. But there was a lot of motion at the blue line, a lot of plays that maybe you wouldn't expect in a game, and I thought they read it very, very well.
One of the writers from Finland sent me a note saying that Line A plays particularly well when there's people from Finland in the building. I think I saw 13 of them out there watching it practice. Hoping for a special night from them?
I think Patty's played pretty well with people from any country in the building for the most part. He wouldn't like his Islander game, and that's one of the things I like the most about Patty is he knows when he didn't have it, and usually he follows up with a real good performance.
With Mathias out of the lineup, maybe just a thought on the season that he had for your club then and his first impressions as a Jet?
He's a little bit of our team. We'd like to have seen him play in the first couple months a little bit more. When he was injured, came back and had some strong play for him, and then he's going to miss again around the last 12. So big, strong guy. When that line was on their game, they were real good. He is playing with two young guys in Armia and Lowry, and I think he helped them in a lot of ways try to define that game, that offensive zone pressure game, that good physical game. And Andrew Kopp will come in and try to replicate that in Sean's absence, but he's been strong for us.